I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first we have a joint album from former members of two popular indie rock bands.
On one side, we have Hamilton Lighthouser, longtime singer for the on-indefinite hiatus band The Walkmen. The other, Vampire Weekend's former studio whiz Rostam Bamanglij. No, it's not a competition to see who has the best name in indie rock. Rather, the two have paired up for a collaboration album of boisterous barroom sing-alongs, blue-eyed soul, and old-timey doo-wop ditties that should sate the cravings of fans of both their former bands. Like his work with the Walkmen, Lighthouser's typically raspy, charismatic singing's the star of the album, I Had a Dream That You Were Mine, while Bamanglij provides the stage, setting, lighting, and supporting cast. Funky R&B numbers dip into the blues without warning, banjos, Spanish guitar, and a harmonica all come and go, and rich old grand piano keys plink along with steadfast charm, only to be replaced by dizzying synthesizer buzz like an extra changing costumes. It's dense and smart, and sounds old and new at once, just like Vampire Weekend's great third record, Modern Vampires of the City. Check it out.
And there's no one to hurt. is ash in my heart, where I used to burn.
That's Hamilton Lighthouser and Rostam with You Ain't That Young, Kid, off their collaborative album I Had a Dream That You Were Mine, out now via Glassnote Records. The 17-year-long wait for a second album from our next featured band is almost over.
Now, more than a decade after emo's commercial heyday of curious haircuts and t-shirts bought at the mall, it's kind of funny to think of an emo band being taken so seriously as to be revered. You probably wouldn't say that about, say, Dashboard Confessional or Good Charlotte. But among the right set of music geeks, there exists such a thing as a revered, respected emo band whose music, after all this time, has aged really well. Released by Polyvinyl in 1999, American Football's self-titled debut played well with college radio and over the years became something of a dorm room classic. It was deeply Midwestern, earnest, and sentimental, at a time when mainstream rock offered anything but that. It was rock built out of repetition and clarity, and remains as vital and vulnerable today as when it was first recorded. But perhaps American Football's defining feature, even as a band, was its brevity. One album, then nada. But by the end of this month, the band's catalog will double with the release of its second album, which, like the first, is self-titled. So I suppose the question is, does emo sound as good at 39 as it did at 22? If this new American Football song, Desire Gets in the Way, is any indication, I'm going with a resounding yes.
To choose your lingerie while I hear
forever. The uglier the better.
That's American Football with their song Desire Gets in the Way. Finally, we have several Oklahoma musicians releasing songs on a vintage format.
Releasing new music in the laptop age can be terribly uneventful. All you got to do nowadays is hit upload and poof. A Ukrainian with even a little bandwidth can hear your stuff just as easily as could your roommate. It makes what the guys are doing at Old Blood Noise Endeavors and Atria Creative all the more impressive. The last couple months, they've been putting out local bands' work on special cassette-only releases they've dubbed the Omniac Tape Club. Old Blood Noise Endeavors, Atria Creative, OBNEAC, you get it, you're smart, you listen to KOSU. Well, now they're stepping their game up with a free party at Anthem Brewing in downtown Oklahoma City to celebrate the Tape Club. On the bill are bands who've joined the club and that we've featured here on Sample Size, Labrys, Weak Knees, Plainspeak, and Bo Jennings and the Tigers. Next Friday, October 14th, 7 to 11 p.m., local bands and craft beers. Not an occasion to be missed. Here's Wicked One from Labrys, the brainchild of broncho bassist Penny Pitchlin.
Thank you.
That's Labrys with Wicked One, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC has Nathan Poppy's story on the re-emerging popularity of cassette tapes. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, friend.